Lesson number 13. There shines a star. The Bible contains hundreds of prophetic statements. These have been given so God's people might perceive their fulfillment and develop faith that the rest will be fulfilled. Jesus said, "I have told you before it had come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." Ezra was a student of the writings of Moses. From them he was able to discern the future of Israel and the role of history. Part number one, patriarchal expectations. Through the proto-gospel given in Eden, the Savior seed, victorious, serpent killing, was promised. The Lord did not hide from Adam and Eve the sorrow and trouble and death that sin opened before them. They listened to the word that could not fail to give them hope when he talked about it. Though they must suffer, they could look forward to final victory. Patriarchs 6-6. Abraham was shown that God would provide himself the lamb who would take the place of the doomed son. Through his experiences at Moriah, light was shed upon the mystery of redemption that even the angels understood more clearly. The wonderful provision God made for man's salvation. Patriarchs and Prophets 1:5-5. According to the writings of Moses, which Ezra taught the people, the Messiah was to be the peace giver, Shiloh, who would rule in the royal line of Judah. He would be the prophet whom the Lord would raise up among you, like unto me, he said. All these Old Testament saints lived by faith in the hope of the coming Savior. Part number two, light in the shadows. Through the sanctuary, Israel looked for the Savior who would die in their places. From the writings of Moses, Ezra and his friends learned more clearly the significance of the sacrificial system. Through the blood, sins were forgiven. Clear finger pointed them to the death of the Lamb of God. Sacrifices were explicitly planned by God himself to teach this great and momentous truth that through the blood of Christ alone there is forgiveness of sins. When Paul looked at the experiences of the children of Israel during the wilderness wandering, he perceived that the gospel was preached to them as well as unto us. He also saw that the earthly sanctuary was a pattern of the heavenly sanctuary, and that its types and ceremonies were pictures of what would take place in the heavenly ministration of Jesus as priest and high priest. Part number three, prophetic portrayals. Through the prophetic writings, holy men of old looked for the Savior to come as the Redeemer of mankind. Micah pointed out that he would be born in Bethlehem. Isaiah saw him as the royal son, Emmanuel, the everlasting Father, the mighty God, the wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah also clearly saw him as the substitute sacrifice, the suffering servant, upon whom the Father laid the guilt of the sins of the world, who would suffer in mankind's stead and die in his place, be buried with the rich and rise to glory. The Jews had all the evidence they needed to accept Jesus as the promised Redeemer, but they failed to do so. God designs that men should not decide from impulse, Desire of Ages 5:58, but from the weight of evidence, carefully comparing Scripture with Scripture. Had Israel laid by their prejudice and compared written prophecy with the facts characterizing the life of Jesus, they would have perceived a beautiful harmony between the prophecies and their fulfillment in the life and ministry of the lowly Galilean. This is true for us today. If we would but carefully, prayerfully compare what is taking place in the world today, compare what is taking place in the 140 years almost of our church history, and see the pathway along which God has led mankind and led us, we would perceive a beautiful harmony between the prophecies and their fulfillment. In the life and ministry of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and in the signs of the times in which we live. Part number 4, fullness of time. Through the dated prophecies of Ezra and Daniel, they looked forward to the precise time of the coming of the Messiah. Ezra 7, a decree to restore and command, to restore and build Jerusalem, commandment of Cyrus, 457, is the date set forth as the benchmark for the future history of the Messiah. This is one of the most important dates in universal history. Daniel was informed by Gabriel that precisely 483 years would elapse from this date, 457, commandment to restore and build Jerusalem, until the coming of the Prince, the King's Son, the only begotten, who would be anointed, made the Messiah, which means the Anointed One, and Christ in Greek. This took place in the fall of 27 AD, exactly fulfilling Daniel and Ezra's foresight. At that time, at his baptism, the Father acknowledged Jesus of Nazareth as his Son. Jesus was the Prince, the King's Son. The Spirit anointed him by abiding in his presence. He was the Messiah. The prophecy of Daniel continued by revealing that the Jewish nation would enjoy covenant blessings for 7 further years, AD 27 to AD 34, and that in the middle of this time span, this week, 3.5 years after he began his ministry, Messiah the Prince, Jesus of Nazareth, the beloved Son, should be cut off, but not for himself, but for the sins of the whole world. This time prophecy cannot be gainsaid. It is infallible. It is irrefutable. Jesus Christ came when he said he'd come. He did, when he said he'd do it, exactly what he said he would do. Part number 5, the silent years. Through the prophecy of Malachi, they looked forward to the coming of the messenger, John the Baptist, who would announce the arrival of the Messiah. Malachi prophesied near the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, and clearly predicted the ministry of John the Baptist. When the baptizer preached, identifying the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, only a few believed. And Herod had John executed. Only a remnant has ever accepted the will of God. At the time of the flood, there was only a remnant. At the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, there was only a remnant. At the time when Israel entered the promised land, there was only a remnant. The days of Nehemiah and Ezra, there was only a remnant. Christ came, and only a few accepted him as Savior and Lord. The multitudes crucified him. I repeat, only a remnant have ever accepted Jesus. It will be the same in the last days. We are surrounded by fulfilled and fulfilling predictions. We have all the evidence we need that Jesus' coming is near. And only a few accept this blessed hope and prepare to meet him in peace. While the angels hold the four winds, we are to work with all our capabilities. We must bear our message without any delay. There are souls ready to perish because of the theoretical errors which are prevailing and which are calculated to counterwork the gospel message. Who will now fully consecrate themselves to become laborers together with God? Ellen White asks. Ezra, Nehemiah, and their companions were surrounded by hostile foes, faced with tremendous odds. Attacked from within by gripers, complainers, and apostates, but they worked under the power of God's grace and accomplished his plan for them. We too are faced with grave difficulties. These ancient prophets call words of encouragement and hope to us across the centuries to be faithful while we still have opportunity.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.